is from eating black bears, a black bear seed that got in their panics or something other, you know, like that, and sat it up, and that's what they would. And sometime they would put an ice bag to it, you know, and remove it, and that would help it, you know.
I see.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
But either you got well or it was too bad.
Well, right, yes, sir. Yes, sir, that's it. This, yes, sir.
How about colds and sneezing and all that? You'd say, did you have much of that?
Yes, sir. Right, smart of that, sneezing.
How would you... How would it come about? What caused it?
Well, let's say, if you know, from exposures and turning, you know, maybe get wet or something other, you know. And of course, you know, take some, well, you take back at the end while they would get some tar, homemade tar, get some rich pine wood, and put it in a hole and put a fire on it and burn it and let that tar drip down and get that tar. And we'd put in some water and drink that for that bad cold.
Or you would.
Well, yes, it's good for it too. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's right. Mm-hmm. And I know it's back at in. That tar was real good, you know, and all. And for the stock that we'd get, you know, if it'd have a stempled or something like that, where my dad would get that tar and pull on them feathers, get some chicken feathers and pour it on there and set the fire, let it burn, the smoke, you know, on some fire coals and put that tar in that steamer. Of course, that would be good for the children. Of course, they could smell of that bucket, what he had there, you know, old bucket. Of course, that would loosen that coal up, you know, and breathe in hits, you know.
Oh,
it was good.
It up.
Right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's right.
And, if the cold affected your voice, you'd say, well, he's what? Heavy would talk like?
Yes, right, yes.
How would you describe that?
Well, of course, you know, when it get that way, you know, they would have put a few drops of tin time in some water and let them maybe drink that and gargle their throat with salt.
Turpentine.
Yes, sir, right. Mm-hmm. Turpentine is real good, you know, right.
And, say the cold must have made him sound real.
Yes, sir. Get him a sore throat. No, that's what we call it.
It's a horse.
Yeah, well, the horses, yes, of course, it's stemple. Right, that's right. They call that the stemple on the horse head.
Oh.
Well, yes, sir. Its throat would swell up, you know, and so, of course, just a bad cold. They'd cough and go on, you know. Mm-hmm. Some of them would die if he didn't do nothing for them. It would.
I see. Yes, and the feathers and the turpentine would make the...
Yes, sir, that's that feathers and the turpentine and that tar all together, burn together, and man, they put hope in their mouth, you know, and they'd breathe it in their throat and in their, you know, nose, and man, they'd blow that out, it'd just cut it out.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir, it is good.
That's for stemples.
Yes, sir, yes, mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
And somebody would have it out of his head and out of his throat, and it settle in his chest.
Yes, sir.
What would you call that?
Right. We'd call that the pneumonia.
I see. And could you get, when he was strained to get something up, what would you call that? Did you just say cough or what?
Coughing it. Yes, sir. Oh, yeah, of course, he strained coughing. Yeah, they call that coughing. You know.
Uh-huh.
Cough.
And if his throat got sore that he couldn't eat, you say he just can't.
Can't swallow anything. Yes, that's right. Yes.
And did you ever use anything from the druggist?
Sir, we didn't ever. Back in them times, we didn't do it. No, mm-hmm. Sir. Didn't get nothing from a drug.
Did people in town use anything like something for malaria or anything like that? Like quinine?
Yes, sir, that's right. They would take some quinine. And use quinine for that too, of course, a little quantity of it, you know.